This is Ashley Hodge with the Sikkim 365 Basketball Podcast. These are the tales from Seaside, Florida. I had a great time with family, friends, and watching Baylor sports this weekend. Those who know me know I don't like waste. I just had a bottle of Ruffino Chianti Classico 2014 Reserve. Had to finish it. So the podcast, if it sounds disjointed, you'll know why. First of all, football. Congrats to the Baylor Bears football team on winning six games and getting bowl eligible. Huge deal for the program and Matt Rhule. Excited to find out where the Bears will go. Sikkim 365 will certainly put a trip together. Congrats to the Bears. Great season, all things considered. Basketball. I was here to watch Baylor men's basketball play in the Emerald Coast Classic. They dropped the opening game to Ole Miss. Tristan Clark was amazing in this game offensively. He scored 27 points on 11 for 13 shooting. Solid floor game from Makai Mason. 18 points, 5 assists, 1 turnover. The Bears limited Terrence Davis to 7 points on 2 for 11 shooting, but unfortunately it wasn't enough as they fell 78-70. Brian Tyree had 28 points for Ole Miss, including 13 for 17 from the foul line. Boy, those officials during this tournament sure like to call a lot of fouls. Keem McClure, Mark Vidal, Devontae Bandu, they combined for 0 points in this Ole Miss game. And anytime you have three starters throwing up a goose egg, you probably know the rest of the story. Jared Butler and Matthew Meyer had 23 points off the bench. They showed Baylor fans that the future is very bright for these two freshmen. Another night, another story. First of all, shout out to the Rogers and the Kincaids for making the trip to support the Bears. Good to see them. Love meeting Tristan's mom, Jared's dad, and of course the McClure family. They come to every trip. Also the family of Baylor coaching staff. Great to make some connections there. But this night was about the senior guards. King McClure and Makai Mason. They combined for 45 points. King in particular had a great stat line. 27 points. He was 5 for 11 from 3. He had 14 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. Only 2 turnovers. The bench only contributed 11 of the 72 points for Baylor. So the starters scored 61 of their 72 points. Clark and Vidal had another game with foul trouble. Definitely a concern, but Mario Kegler will join the front line Tuesday, and that should help a lot. I think you'll see a lot of these foul problems go by the wayside once Mario Kegler is thrown into the mix. 3-point shooting for the tourney was really bad. For the Bears, 8 for 44, which is 18%. 5 of those came from King versus George Mason. So only 3 three-pointers from the rest of the Baylor team. Devontae Bandu hit a big 3 late in the game against George Mason. But obviously there's a lot to work on. But keep in mind, Baylor's without one of their best players in Mario Kegler. And I really think he's going to help the spacing, help the whole offensive flow. And there's no doubt in my mind that they would be 6-0 if he had played all those games. One funny exchange to mention happened in the first half. Matthew Meyer had decided to become a one-man scoring machine. After turning the ball over, he made a nice move to the hoop, but he missed a layup. And during that subsequent timeout, Makai Mason reminded him to run the offense in a little bit more colorful language than that. Meyer didn't play the rest of the game. I do love his swagger and aggressiveness, and I would say the same for Jared Butler. They both love to compete, and you can go to war with guys like that any day, but you need a little bit of refinement, especially Meyer. Just needs to make sure he's playing within the team concept. Okay, so I have a long drive to Texas in the morning. I just want to give a few post-game thoughts. This has been a Sikkim 365 post-game wrap-up of the Emerald Coast Classic in Destin, Florida. If you want to see the full Baylor squad on display, come to the Farrell Center Tuesday night versus a South Dakota team that just beat UMBC, which knocked off number one Virginia in the NCAA tournament last year. So not an easy game, a game that Baylor should definitely prevail in, but I'll have a full scouting report up on the site in the next day or two. Have a great weekend, and happy Thanksgiving.